Title: Tension Before the First Drop with Resampling Only Intermediate. Alright, let's build real drum and bass tension before the first drop using resampling only. No riser packs, no extra synth patches, no let me just grab a random effects sample. Everything you're about to use is going to come from your own track, printed to audio, then flipped into a build that feels like it belongs. Here's the core idea: in rolling DNB, the drop only feels huge if the listener feels the runway. We're going to design that runway as a 16-bar pre-drop, and we'll do it by stealing DNA from the drop itself. When your tension is made from your own drums and bass, it automatically sounds cohesive. Even if you go super weird with warping and distortion, it still feels like your tune. Before we touch any effects, we need a clean resampling workflow, because this lesson is all about committing audio fast and staying organized. First, create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. In the audio from chooser, you can pick resampling to grab the master output. But I'll be real with you, for control, it's usually better to print stems. So do this instead. Group your drums into a drums group track. Group your bass into a bass group track. Now create two audio tracks, one called Print Drums, with audio from set to the drums group, and one called Print Bass, with audio from set to the bass group. Important: set monitoring on those print tracks to off. That avoids feedback loops and keeps your head clear. Only arm a print track when you're recording onto it. Now choose a section of your drop that already slaps. Don't print a maybe later loop. Print the part that actually works. Loop 8 or 16 bars of your main drop groove. Record enable print drums and record the loop. Then record enable print bass and record the same loop. Cool. You now have two audio clips that represent your track at its strongest. And here's the win. You can destroy these prints as much as you want without touching the original drums or the original bass instruments. This is one of the best habits you can build in Ableton. Separate source that must remain stable from audio I'm allowed to murder. Quick extra coach move: when you print, consider doing two passes on purpose. One clean print, no limiter, minimal processing, nice and punchy. And one dirty print, with the reverb, saturation, weirdness, anything you might want for atmosphere. That gives you contrast without needing any new sources. It's still resampling only, you're just choosing what you commit. Now let's build the pre-drop. We're going to create three main layers, then a final two-bar panic zone. First layer, the reverse pull atmosphere. This is classic DNB tension. Take something that's already in the tune, reverse it, filter it, and suddenly it becomes a suction effect pulling you into the drop. Go to your print drums clip, duplicate a chunk into the build section, like 16 bars before the drop. If your drop starts at bar 33, your build starts at bar 17. Select a long chunk of that printed drums audio and consolidate it, so it's one clean file. Then right-click and reverse it. Now add a simple effect chain. Start with EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Early in the build, you really want to deny the low end. You're saving that physical weight for the drop. If the reverse texture gets harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Then add auto filter. Set it to a low pass filter, 12 or 24 dB slope. You're going to automate this cutoff to control how bright and intense the reverse pull feels over time. Add hybrid reverb. Pick a hall or plate. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Mix around 15 to 30%. You're not trying to wash out the whole track. You're trying to create a tail that feels like it's leaning forward. Then add utility. Here's a powerful tension trick people underestimate. Automate stereo width. Start wide, like 120 to 150%. Then narrow toward the drop, like 90 to 100%, or even tighter later. The narrowing makes it feel claustrophobic, like the walls are closing in. Then when the drop hits and you go wide again, it feels like the room explodes open. Arrangement-wise, think in two halves. In the first 8 bars of the build, keep it airy. Higher high pass, lower volume, less intensity. In the second 8 bars, gradually let it get fuller. Lower the high pass a bit. Maybe increase the reverb send slightly and let the filter movement feel more urgent. Second layer, build drums made from your printed drums. This is where we create escalation through density. Not just louder, busier, sharper, more urgent. Duplicate print drums to a new audio track and call it Build Drums Resampled. Turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on your goal. If you want crisp transients and a more intact groove, use Beats. If you want smeary stretching and tension artifacts, use Complex Pro. Now start chopping. Put warp markers on key hits like snares and hat bursts. The coaching mindset here is: keep the downbeat landmarks obvious. It's really easy to chop so hard that the listener loses where one is. Give them a signpost. Maybe the snare still lands in the same place. Or there's a quiet kick on the one, or a repeated texture hit every bar. You can go crazy around the signpost, but keep the signpost consistent. Density plan. Bars 17 to 24. Keep it sparse. Ghost kicks, hats, little fragments. Bars 25 to 28. Add more slices, more frequent hits, maybe a small roll here and there. Bars 29 to 32. Now it stutters and urgency. This is where you start sounding like something is about to happen. To avoid clicks when you do tiny slices, use clip fades. That's not optional. Clicks kill the illusion. Now add movement effects, but keep them automated so the intensity grows. Think evolving every two bars. Add redux. Lightly at first. Maybe start at 16 bits and keep downsample at 1.0 early. Then automate down. Bits toward 10 or 8. Downsample toward 0.4 to 0.6 as you approach the drop. This adds grit and urgency. Add autopan if you're focusing on hats or high textures. Keep it subtle. 10 to 25% amount. Rate 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Add drum bus, but don't turn the build into a brick. A little drive, maybe 2 to 8, is enough. And be careful with boom in the build. If you inflate the low end before the drop, you lose impact when the drop arrives. One teacher note that will save you. Tension reads as change, not loud. If the build feels flat, it's usually because nothing is evolving. Pick two lanes to automate with intention. For example, lane 1, rhythm density. Lane 2, spectral tilt, darker to brighter. Or lane 2 could be stereo to mono, but choose two and commit to them, so the listener feels a direction. Third layer, build bass tension made from your printed bass. Duplicate print bass to a new audio track called Build Bass Resampled. Turn warp on, and try texture mode for aggressive artifacts. Automate grain size if you want intensity to ramp. Smaller grains tend to sound more frantic and more shredded. Or use Complex Pro if you want a smoother, formant-wise smear. Now we're going to create the feeling that the build bass is trying to become the drop bass, but it's not allowed to fully arrive yet. Put auto filter on it. Early on, keep the cutoff higher so it's mostly mid-range and texture, not full weight. You can use a low pass or a band pass depending on taste. Then automate the cutoff to reveal more mid-range as you get closer, but still deny true sub. Add saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and soft clip often works great here. If you want extra grit, add amp on a heavier rock style, but use it subtly. If warping is making peak spiky, add a limiter just to catch nonsense, not to make it loud. Now a really effective DNB move. Pitch the bass print up early, then drop it down toward the real pitch as you approach the drop. Try transposing the clip up by plus 7 or plus 12 semitones early in the build. Then automate it down toward 0 in the last 4 bars. It creates this gravity sensation, like the track is being pulled into the drop. Also, remember sub-denial. In the last 8 bars, you can gradually remove energy below roughly 120 Hz from basically everything in the build. It might feel thinner, and that's the point. When the drop sub returns, it feels physical. Now we're at the final 2 bars, the panic zone. This is where people either nail the moment or waste it. The goal is to create events, not just more noise. We'll do 3 things: a stutter fill, a tape stop-ish moment, and an impact hit that's still resampled. First, the stutter fill from your own drums. Grab a snare hit or a 1-beat slice from build drums. Then create a ramp. Start with 1/8 notes for a couple beats, then 1/16, then 1/32 right before the drop. You can do it manually by consolidating a tiny chunk and duplicating it rapidly. Or use beat repeat, which is stock and perfect here. Set interval to 1 bar, chance to 100% so it's deterministic. Then automate the grid from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32 across that bar. Turn on the filter in beat repeat to tame harsh highs. And here's the important part for this lesson. We sample the output of beat repeat into a new audio clip. Don't just leave it live, commit it. Then you can edit it precisely, cut it, fade it, and place it exactly where it hits hardest. Second, a tape stop-ish moment without external plugins. Option A, the reliable one. Warp stretch. Consolidate the last beat of your build audio into its own clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to complex. Place a warp marker near the end, then stretch the tail longer by dragging the clip end. You'll get that slowing, smearing, stopping sensation. Option B, pitch automation. Automate transpose downward rapidly like 0 to minus 12 over half a bar, and combine it with auto filter closing. This gives a similar power down feeling. Third, an impact hit made from your own material. No packs. We'll make a whoosh impact from something like a snare plus crash moment in your printed drums. Consolidate it. Reverse it. A long reverb. Like fully commit to the tail. Resample that reverb tail. Then reverse it again so it becomes a rising inhale that slams into the transient. That's your custom impact, and it literally matches your drum tone. Now let's zoom out and lock the arrangement blueprint. Assume the drop is at bar 33, bar 17 to 24, reverse atmo from drums, quiet to medium, bar spilled drums, mostly hats and ghosts, bass texture filtered high, pitched up a bit, bars 25 to 28, more drum chops, light distortion, more mid-range from the bass smear, more nervous automation like redux or filter motion, bars 29 to 32, snare build becomes the focus. Add stutters in bar 31 or 32. In the last half bar, do your tape stop or even a hard mute, and don't be afraid of negative space. A tiny silence right before the drop, even a 1/16th, can add insane impact. Also, one advanced move, in bar minus 2, remove one expected hit, like a snare, but let a reverb tail keep flowing. Silence plus tail equals anticipation without extra clutter. A quick mixing psychology trick. Pre-drop headroom makes the drop feel bigger. In the final bar of the build, pull your build bus down 1 to 2 dB while increasing density. It feels like more is happening, but it still doesn't feel like the big moment yet. Then the drop hits and it feels louder even if your meters disagree. Also, try micro commits as you go. Every time you stumble into something cool like half a bar of warped snare, a single choked reverb tail, a hat smear, print it. Save it. Drag it into place. Those tiny committed clips become your Lego pieces for the last four bars, and they keep you moving fast. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't print your master with heavy limiting or clipping. You'll bake distortion you can't undo. Print pre-limiter when possible. Don't let the build have too much low end. If the drop has nowhere to arrive, you lose impact. Don't use only one trick for 16 bars. Tension needs escalation. Something should change every couple bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.